Picture a wide-body freighter on the ramp at Miami International. Pallets rolling up the main deck loader. Bottled water, medical supplies, tarps, generators. All of it bound south across the Caribbean to a country still counting the damage from the ground shaking beneath it. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower. And this is ATIS, the show where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean from the cockpit. Today, we're following an airplane doing exactly the kind of work these machines were built for. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know on August 14th. Avianca Cargo flew an additional 60 tons of humanitarian aid from Miami to Cali. Colombia, that's according to reporting from Aerotime. 60 tons. And the word additional matters, because this wasn't the first load. This is part of an ongoing airlift into a region hit by a recent earthquake, a relief operation moving supplies faster than any truck convoy or ship ever could. Let me put 60 tons in perspective for you. That's roughly the payload range of a wide-body freighter running a single rotation. We're talking about the difference between a community waiting days for help and a community getting water and medicine within hours. The route itself tells a story. Miami to Cali. Miami is the cargo gateway of the Americas. If you've ever flown into or out of MEA, or even just watched the freighter traffic there, you know it functions as the funnel point for goods moving between North and South America. When something happens in Latin America, the supply chain very often runs through South Florida first. And Cali sits in southwestern Colombia, Alfonso Bonilla Aragon International, up at roughly 3,000 feet of field elevation tucked into terrain. For the crews flying this, that's not a throwaway detail. Density, altitude, terrain, approach planning into an airport surrounded by the Andes. This is real flying, and it's being done under the added pressure of a disaster relief timeline. Now, why does an airline cargo story matter to you, sitting in a Cessna 172 or flying the line in a Boeing 737? Here's why. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. What you're actually watching is aviation doing the one thing no other form of transportation can do: speed over distance, over water, over broken roads. When an earthquake takes out ground infrastructure, bridges down, highways cracked, ports congested, the airplane becomes the only reliable link. That freighter isn't just hauling cargo. It's a lifeline that happens to have wings. This is the same principle that makes general aviation matter in a crisis. Think about angel flight missions. Think about the light aircraft that fanned out after hurricanes to move supplies into fields the airlines couldn't touch. The scale is different. A 60-ton widebody versus a Cessna hauling a few hundred pounds. But the mission is identical. Get the aircraft where the help is needed and do it now. There's an operational side here worth respecting too. Humanitarian cargo flights are not simply a matter of loading a jet and pointing it south. Somebody coordinated the customs clearance, somebody worked the diplomatic overflight and landing permissions, somebody built a load plan that keeps that freighter inside its weight and balance envelope with pallets of dense, awkward relief cargo, and somebody briefed an approach into terrain, possibly at night, possibly with weather. This affects you if you've ever thought about where your flying could go beyond the $100 hamburger. The skills we all train, precise loading, careful fuel planning, terrain awareness, decision making under pressure, those are the exact same skills that let an operation like this deliver 60 tons of aid to people who are counting on it. Let me flag one thing as opinion, clearly. I think stories like this deserve more airtime than they get. We spend a lot of energy in this community talking about delays, about regulations, about what's frustrating, and that's fair, but every so often it's worth stopping to remember what these machines are genuinely capable of when they're pointed at a problem that matters. An airline cargo division on its own initiative moving relief into an earthquake zone, that's aviation at its best. For the pilots flying these missions and the loadmasters, dispatchers, and ground crews behind them, this is a professional job done under hard conditions. No fanfare, just the work. If you want to help, the standard guidance in any disaster applies. Cash to establish relief organizations moves faster and does more good than physical donations, because the professionals on the ground know exactly what's needed and the logistics networks like this one are already running. That's the story. An airplane, a load, and a country that needed both. My thanks to Aerotime for the reporting on this airlift. You can find more of what we cover over at radiohangar.com, 60 tons into Cali. Somewhere over the Caribbean tonight, there's probably another one already on the way. This is Tower, wheels up.